Oh, you see what Pinto Gunderson does right there, folks? He plays the Caddyshack theme as we are welcoming into the program Lance Riggin of Creel Bay Golf Course here in Devils Lake, North Dakota. The Mike McFeely Show today on KFGO, brought to you by Devils Lake Tourism. I would highly recommend visiting their website, devilslakend.com, to find out all the great things going on around Devils Lake. And I want to thank Susie Kenner and her team for having me here at the Devils Lake CVB to broadcast today's show. Great place to be on a Friday afternoon, or any day of the week, for that matter, any time of the day, as a matter of fact. Lance Riggin, how are you, my friend? Good to see you.
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are things at Creel Bay Golf Course these days? Are they going okay?
You know, we're getting things going. We kind of had a struggle with this dike realignment, and we've got four new holes out there, and we're working on getting them in the best shape we can.
Well, tell people a little bit about the history here, because Creel Bay Golf Course has been on the shores of Devil's Lake for a long time. But then, of course, with the rising water, there's some issues with the permanent flood protection that Devil's Lake needed. You had some issues there. Give us the one-minute version of what happened to your golf course.
Okay. Well, I'll just start off. When I was a kid, there used to be you go out the back of the clubhouse, and you were probably 350, 400 yards from the water. There was docks down there for boating. There was a marina with boat slips. Really beautiful place to go and spend time with the family. Since the water started rising back in the
early 90s,
mm-hmm. late 80s, it's just slowly eating away, and the last result of this is last year they demolished our clubhouse and built us a new clubhouse. We had to purchase some more land from a local guy here in town, and we expanded the golf course. We built four brand new holes and had to do some extensive work on a couple others.
So you're back to having 18 holes, and you have a brand new clubhouse, correct?
Yep. We've got a beautiful clubhouse, overlooks Creel Bay, thus the name. And it's something that it's kind of ironic, because it's something we always wanted with the old clubhouse, to be able to access the lake and take those views in, and we really didn't have that before with the old one. Now you can walk right out the back door. There's a patio out the back, and there you are right on top of the lake.
Yeah, it's very nice. Talk about the new holes. Yeah, again, you lost some holes to the dike system and the water and everything else, but those holes now are up and being played, and your people are out there. It sounds like rounds are up, so things are going okay.
Rounds have been good. We're estimating about 35% increase over last year. A lot of it is because of the new holes and people wanting to get out there and see them. The new holes are fantastic. They're all done to USGA regs. Goes out 15 and 16 are not two nice par fours. Like 16 is probably not a driver hole, but if you want to hit it, you can.
Oh, okay.
Good risk reward there. You come back across into the area where the existing golf course was, and then you come to 17 and 18. 17 is a beautiful little par three with a water pond, water feature in front of it, and then the 18th hole is a 550-yard par 5 uphill, typically into the wind, so mm-hmm. great finishing hole.
Cool. And the response from the public and your players has been positive? They're excited and ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Susie had a tournament out there for us just on Monday, and that was a fantastic turnout. We missed it by one shot. We came in second place. That was a little disappointing. The turnouts have been great. We're back. We're back at full swing. Like say, 18 holes. We've been open with the 18 holes now for about a month and a half, something like that, 5 weeks, something like that. And it's been really good.
And having a golf course at full bore and having 18 holes in the new clubhouse, that's important, because I was talking with Susie earlier about bringing in conventions and meetings and businesses coming to town and new people moving to town. It's one of those pieces of the puzzle that when you want to attract new people to move to town, they say, well, what can I do in Devil's Lake? Well, obviously you can fish, you can hunt, but also you like to play golf. You can go out there with your family and get on the golf course. I assume it's reasonably priced. You can get on the golf course almost whenever you want, maybe outside of the leagues and the tournaments, but it's just another piece of the puzzle in Devil's Lake, Lance.
Yeah, you know, we try to be very competitive with our costs, especially. There's a couple of real nice courses around here that are 18. But most of the courses around here, when you get around here, are not only nine holes, so it's tough for us to really, compare ourselves with like a King's Walk or something like that. We try to compare ourselves more to like a Carrington. Mm-hmm. Population size, we've got them doubled or better,
yeah.
But we try to keep our rates, you know, somewhere around there, so it's not too much of a burden on people.
Lance Riggin of Creel Bay Golf Course, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, as we broadcast today from Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Talk a little bit about the clubhouse, because you said you lost the old one to the dike system and it was destroyed. You have a new one, and that's always a good thing. Maybe the way you got there wasn't the best way, but you have a new clubhouse. What does that feature for folks?
Well, we don't have a full service restaurant in there. We do have some food and snacks and whatnot, sandwiches, pizzas. The biggest thing it's been for us has been the extra income, the extra revenue from outside parties. I believe last year we hosted 15 Christmas parties that we never did before with the old clubhouse, and they went over. It was just a huge success. I believe we have like 28 of them on the books for this year.
Oh, really?
Already.
Oh, good for you. That's a huge deal then. Yep. Good.
Little income when we're not playing golf.
A little income never hurts, I've heard. I went to college, and I wasn't the best at economics, Lance, but one thing that they did tell me was a little income never hurts. You said it's not a full restaurant, full bar, but it does have some things. If people want a pizza or a hot dog, do you have that type of stuff there?
Yep. And then we've got a gal that works for us. She comes in on like our league nights and our stag nights, and if the ladies want something done, she'll come in and do some cooking for us as well. We've got a full service kitchen, but we didn't really want to get into the competition of a restaurant out there.
So. Yeah, that's a tough world. So you have leagues and everything. If people are living in this area and they want to check it out, they're listening to KFGO right now. You have a men's night, I presume, a ladies' night. What other things do you have going on?
Yeah, Tuesdays is our men's league. I believe we had 24 teams this year, but so we haven't lost any. We haven't gained any. We're always hoping to gain a few. The women's league has kind of fallen apart, but this year was very, very good. And as far as getting new women participating out the club, I was very excited to see the numbers that were out there this year. Thursday nights is kind of reared as men's night or stag night. But we never close it to anybody. I mean, if the ladies want to come out and play, they're more than welcome any time of the day. And then Friday nights we have a couples thing where you play with your spouse, and we have fun little games, different games that we play every week. So.
And you said that if a company was going to have a meeting in town here, if they decided, you know, we're going to go to Devil's Lake, we're going to have a little company get together, you could accommodate that group if they wanted to come out on a Wednesday afternoon and have a little outing to, you know, build some teamwork and things like that, Lance. You could accommodate that and have them around and serve them some hot dogs and whatever else they wanted.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we're fully open to catering too, with the kitchen and everything. It makes it real nice for the caterers. They've commented on how well things run out there. It's a nice big clubhouse. I think our seating is up to 185. So I mean, yeah, we can host just about anything out there.
How often do you get to play?
I've got three little kids at home, so I don't get to play too much.
So not very much then.
Not as much as I want.
Well, that's the same for all of us, right?
Yeah, right. Couple nights a week, usually. So.
What best score you've shot at the new golf course, or the full golf course now?
Best score on the new golf course, 69.
Yours?
Yes.
Oh, good for you. Oh, yeah. Congratulations. You're a good player. Wow.
It depends what day you catch me.
Well, that must have been a pretty good day then.
That was a pretty good day. I made a little money that day, too.
Oh, that was the best kind of days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Anything else you want to get out there, Lance? Do you have a website or anything that people can check out, or a phone number?
We sure do. Our website is Golf Devil's Lake, and phone number is just 701-662-2408.
All right. Cool, man. Thanks for stopping by. I got to get out and play sometime, don't I?
I got a standing tee time for you.
All right. Can we play for quarters? Oh, maybe I don't want to play with you for quarters, do I? I don't want to do that. You got to give me shots.
We'll do something where it's fair.
All right, okay, thanks. Lance Riggin of Creel Bay Golf Course on Devil's Lake, North Dakota.